嗨，各位亲爱的朋友，早安！这里是各位听歌学英语，我是 Linda。那今天为大家分享的是这首《Whistle for the Choir》。Can you say the name? Whistle for the Choir。一起来听。
Can never be too pretty. Tell me your name. Is it out of line? If I was to be bold and say, would you be mine? Because I may be a beggar and you may be the queen. I know I may be on a downer. I'm still ready to dream. Though it's 3 o'clock, the time is just the time it takes for you to talk. So if you're lonely.Well, it's a big, big city and the lights are all out. But it's as much as I can do, you know, to figure you out. And I must confess, my heart's all broken pieces and my head's a mess.Drink of who's ever done wrong, and it's you, whoa, that's got me going crazy for the things you do. And so if you're crazy, I don't care, you amaze me. But you're a stupid girl, oh me, oh my. You talk, I die, you smile, you laugh, I cry. And only a girl like you could be
Welcome back, 音乐之后欢迎回来。好，接下来我们看几个跟这个歌词相关的单词啊。You know, sometimes when we add the letters ER to a verb, at the end of a verb, and then that verb will immediately become the person who carries out that action, who makes that move. But what happens when we add ER to an adjective, for example, down? 今天我们第一个要讲的单词就是 down 加上 er， 我们说它作为一个形容词加了 er 之后会变成什么意思呢？ down 加上 er， 歌词里面出现了 downer， downer， downer 是什么意思呢？有两个啊，第一个它表示这个镇定剂或者镇静剂啊，比如说那个礼拜我一直在大量的服用这个镇定剂 because something was wrong with me. During that week, I was heavily doped on downers. Dope, D-O-P-E, 它作为动词主动的时候是表示服用药啊。那作为被动就是说诶，他在用这个药，被这个药怎么怎么样了，那我们就可以说大量服用，大量服用 was heavily doped on downers， 镇定剂，镇静剂。他那个时候在同时服用兴奋剂和这个镇静剂。 What? What happens when you do that? She was taking uppers and downers at the same time. 看没有这个 upper 和 downer。Uppers 是表示兴奋剂，然后这个 downers 是表示镇静剂的意思。第二个呢 ，downer 它可以表示令人沮丧的，就是特别不爽的、郁闷的某种情况或者事情啊。比如说，对这个离婚人士来讲，圣诞节呢是一个令人沮丧的节日或者令人感伤的节日。For divorced people, Christmas can be a downer. Christmas can be a downer.下一个，你失业了哦，那还真让人挺郁闷的。I'm secretly happy. You lost your job? That's a real downer. That's a real downer. 你失业了吗？哦，那还真是挺郁闷的吧。好，接下来看一个短语。哎，我刚刚讲那个 secretly 也没有发错音的。啊，接下来讲一个这个 downer 相关的短语 on a downer 什么意思呢？表示就是某人处于一种情绪沮丧或者说郁闷的状态啊。当我到的时候，这个队伍呢在联赛中是处于这个垫底的状态，那整个其实整件事情或者整个气氛就是令人感到特别沮丧或者郁闷的或者受到打击的。When I arrived, the team was bottom of the league, and the whole place was on a real downer. 好了，不知道大家对 downer 这个单词现在有没有一定的印象了？ Downer 名词。接下来看歌词里面出现的一个词组 crying shame。Crying shame 我们分开来看 crying 它可以表示 ing 形式 cry 的 ing 形式表示正在哭，那它也可以作为形容词表示极大的、显著的或者叫喊的、嚎叫的。 crying 重点看它作为显著的、极大的这个意思。 crying 比如说 a crying need for 就是哭着喊着的某种需要，就是急需。比如说税制急需改革， There's a crying need for tax reform。下面一个固定短语啊，不要问我说为什么这个短语是什么意思，它就是这几个单词放在一起就是这个意思。 For crying out loud 它类似的用法就好像 Jesus Christ 什么意思啊，天哪。 For crying out loud 它是一个固定搭配，表示啊，拜托就这种感觉。 Crying out loud, what are you doing here? 你干嘛呢？我拜托你啊。来听一个例句啊，他说哎呦我求你了，别像个傻子一样站在这个地方，去跟他讲话呀。For crying out loud, stop standing here like an idiot. Just go talk to her already. 注意一下这个 already 在口语当中的用法，就强调你去跟人家讲话呀。For crying out loud, stop standing here like an idiot. And just go talk to her already.下面我们讲 shame 这个单词 shame S-H-A-M-E 它是名词，表示都知道羞耻羞愧或者说遗憾的事情啊，带来耻辱的人或者事情 shame。 那当这个 crying shame 放在一起的时候呢，它实际上指的就是啊极其让人遗憾的事情或者让人吃惊的事情 a crying shame 遗憾的。比如说一个企业被一群不会经营的这个冤大头来管理，真的是可惜啊，真的是可叹啊。 It's a crying shame when an enterprise is left in the hands of incompetent fools. 注意一下 incompetent它跟这个 competent 就是相反的一对单词了，表示没有能力就是无能的 incompetent fools。 这句话大家记一下。接下来我们看一个跟这个歌词无关的额外补充的一个单词啊， flaunt F-L-A-U-N-T flaunt 它是动词，表示炫耀卖弄的意思啊。比如说它 公开这个夸耀公开炫耀与这个议员的恋情。 She openly flaunted her affair with the senator. 他们开着豪车到处炫富。 They drove around in fancy cars, openly flaunting their wealth. 他那么招摇真的是在自找麻烦。 She's asking for trouble, flaunting herself like that. 她很早就学到了一个秘诀，就是不要在外面显耀夸耀自己的成功。One secret he learned very early on was not to flaunt his success.好了，以上就是今天节目的所有内容了，非常感谢各位的收听和陪伴。那最近的话刚刚开抖音，刚刚玩抖音呢，然后有每天的话都有在定量的往那个从油管那边搬东西搬到抖音那边去呀。如果大家感兴趣呢，我有搬一些英语、德语、法语、日语、韩语的视频，当然我自己对这些语言也是超感兴趣，有在学的。那想说抖音不只是一个供大家消遣娱乐的地方，它也可以变成一个枯燥无味让大家抓狂的学习品。All right, then it's Linda. Thank you guys for listening. I'll see you next time. Bye for now.
Well, it's a big, big city, and it's always the same. Can never be too pretty. Tell me your name. Is it out of line? If I was to be bold and say, would you be mine? Because I may be a beggar and you may be the queen. And though I may be on a downer, I'm still ready to dream. Though it's 3 o'clock, the time is just the time it takes for you to talk. So if you're